Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. The plantation course has absolutely no protection this morning. We've got something like daytime sea breezes around 20 miles per hour, gentle overnight land breezes that you can look forward to the northeasterlies coming back Wednesday around 15 miles per hour. We'll have mostly clear nights and some morning clearing skies, and then expect some cloudiness to move in and possibly some scattered showers, isolated mainly. The high today is expected to be about 87 degrees. Poipu Bay's got an 840 for you if you want to get out and play a round of golf. Mauchly, 1018. Pearl Country Club sold out, but Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 1010, 1120, and an 836. Bayview has an 840. Makaha East is having the big scramble today. At Wailea Gold, 840. Emerald, 1150, just like the blue course. And Maui Nui has an 1130, and the afternoon's wide open. I got a great show for you today. Jim Nugent from Global Golf Post is going to be on. Diana DeLucia, CEO Golf Kitchen's going to be on. Mel Soule, Director of Instruction and owner Mel Soule Golf School with his October tip. Ron Huffman, General Manager, Pukalani. Michael Patrick Shields, he's at the Celebration of Life for Ben Wright. And Dr. Craig Farnsworth, sports vision optometrist, author. Yes, see it, sink it. Putting prescription. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood, ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Iwile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store, and now in Iwile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Craig Farnsworth, sports optometrist, putting instructor, Hideki Matsuyama's putting coach, celebrated author, see it, sink it. The putting prescription, available as a hard copy or Kindle. He's worked with over 150 professionals, including Annika, Faldo, Rory, DJ, and of course, many, many more. Craig, or Dr. Craig Farnsworth, what am I saying? Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle.
Absolutely.
Glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Hideki Matsuyama, you know, he was so hot and then he was so not. And much of it, yeah, it's true. And then he came on strong. You know, we remember the wins, the Masters, Zozo, awesome. But his putting was really hurting him. How did you help Hideki Matsuyama?
Well, when he came to me, we found that his alignment was definitely off, which is about the typical thing we see with 99% of golfers. So even though we used the line on the ball, which we had pretty much invented and first to write about doing that back in my book, See It and Sink It, in 1997, he wasn't lining it up correctly. So we had to kind of re-educate his eyes as to what straight was. And then we also found that his perception for distance was off. And when he would look at the cup, even walk it, then he'd go back to the ball and look at the cup, he perceived it much shorter, which is very typical of golfers, so his putts always came up short. And after doing some tests on him, he said, gee, no wonder through his interpreter, I can't get the ball to the cup. So those two things made a big difference for Hideki, and we saw him go from 200-something down to in the 90s at the end of the year, and then he kind of changed a little too much the next year until we kind of got him back on the setup and some basics, and he used them quite well during the Masters, which I was excited about, and figured he'd start putting better, and he did. So
yeah, he did, yes, and so he won. I mean, at Augusta
National. Yeah, two in a row now, Daniel.
Yes, exactly, two in a row. Now, how did you show him the correct way to line up?
Well, we put a string down behind the ball and on a needle, and put another knitting needle on the other side of the cup. So they were attached. The string was attached to the two needles, and we just had a straight line and a straight putt. And then we had him put the ball underneath there with a line, and then take the string out of the way. And he would say, "Gee, that looks like it's right now." And I say, "Well, that's because you normally been aiming this line left." And so we had to get him to squat down, close his non-dominant eye, and get his head in the right position so straight looks straight. So that was his first job.
All right, so now you get to the meat of the business, because, you know, how is it that he couldn't, how is it we can't see the you know, straight is straight. We should be able to tell what straight is, but obviously we're not seeing what straight is. Right, and you talked about the, and I think we talked about this many moons ago, about the dominant eye. How do you find out which one is your dominant eye?
Well, an easy way is to make a circle with the two hands, with your two hands, about the size of a Las Vegas silver dollar. Look at a target a few feet away, and then raise your hands up and look through the hole in your hand, and then close one eye and the other, and notice one eye, you're going to see it perfectly. The other eye, things shift quite a bit. So the eye you look through that's open is your dominant eye. So it's a good, easy way to tell. So that has a lot to do with perceiving straight, and also has a lot to do with ball position. So we find most people with a cross-dominant, not cross-eyed, but cross-dominant, where I myself, and Tiger and Nicklaus, about the only things I have in common with them, basically are cross-dominant. So we're left-eye and right-handed. So we need the ball more forward in our stance so that our dominant eye is above or slightly behind the ball. We could also twist our head, but I prefer the ball being up a little bit.
Could you say that over again for people who didn't quite catch all of it?
Yes. For those that are cross-dominant, left eye and right-handed, for example, we prefer they move the ball forward in their stance, half a ball or so, to get their dominant eye above or behind the ball at address.
Wow. That that sounds so simple, but figuring all this out, can we, like, your two books, See It, Sink It, and The Putting Prescription, can we get those and read and be able to refer back to them when we get confused? Because we always do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the Putting Prescription. Happen to be a lot more technical. The first book, See and Sink It, was an eye doctor with a father as a golf pro, but not much into teaching other than sports vision. And now the Putting Prescription is coming from a putting expert, if you will, with an optometric background. So we get a lot more technical in terms of mechanics and things of that nature that we did not in the See It and Sink It book.
Well, you know what? I read one review. It said the book is written as if the author is having a conversation with the reader. The physical alignment of the body can change the perception of distance a putt needs to travel. There are also practical practice suggestions to develop putting skills that can lead to better results on the golf course. This, in turn, leads to greater and deeper satisfaction playing golf. I, you know, it instructs in the book, especially on some eye exercises that helped. Exercises.
Yeah. That's one of them is literally using that string on the needle drill and having the player march their eyes down the string into the cup while they're at the address position. And so that's kind of a visual re-education that we recommend a lot of our players do.
Okay, so how about Rory McIlroy? You know, Rory, what's up with Rory? He used to be pretty good on the greens, but he's
We saw Rory, when he was like 15, 16 years of age, part of the Nick Faldo series, came over and worked with him a little bit, along with a bunch of others in that cadre of really good players. And quite cocky then, but could back it up, and had a lot of good things going with him putting. I think he just kind of got sideways a little bit, ended up with more instruction than he needed, especially when I would imagine part of his problem was was alignment and perception, but he got a lot more into mechanics and, shall we say, lost his way a little.
So. You know, that's a really good question, because a lot of people get into mechanics. When can you tell when you've gone too far? When you can, is it, are you lost in the woods? And how do you get out of there?
Yeah, well, you know, I just had an LPGA or name unknown that remained anonymous, I should say, that said that every week she was out there, she was trying something different. She had no clue what to do. And this is a young lady that was a pretty dominant player in college, as many of them are in their time. But obviously it comes down to making that putt you should make and then some more to win. And in her case, trying different mechanics and different putters and different grips, et cetera, just didn't make a difference. And so we ended up recommending that she be a lot more diligent on her visual drills, and as well as working on some things that we call evolution putting prescriptions, which are being more consistent with her stroke duration and being more consistent with her stroke ratio. So those are two things that we're really focusing on with evolution putting to get some players back into world-class ability, because there aren't a lot of them, Danielle.
No, stroke duration. I've got to ask you, what does that mean?
Well, from the start of the stroke to impact, players really think that the longer putt should take more time because the putter comes back further, and we find that the great world-class putters don't vary more than 300ths of a second, and they're extremely consistent, whereas others are not, so the timing gets off, and they're back in that search and destroy, thinking it's technique that's a problem completely, and it's not the whole issue, if even the issue.
Wow. So much is going on with putting. One of the best books on putting, it said, and I've read almost all of them. This is another review of the putting prescription. Dr. Craig Farnsworth, would you suggest reading See It, Sink It first, or just go straight to the putting prescription?
Well, I think the putting prescription is a little more advanced than See It and Sink It, plus it's available. And overall, we've kind of do a synopsis of what we did with the See It and Sink It, the initial book, and get into it a little deeper and a little more ideas of faults and fixes. So it's definitely an advanced book. I've had a lot of instructors tell me they never felt comfortable teaching putting till they read the book.
Wow.
And we've had a lot of players that have come to me that want to even go a little further than the book, but found it to be extremely valuable for improving their putting skills.
Well, one of the people you worked with, Sir Nick Faldo, six-time major winner on the PGA Tour, member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, analyst for CBS and Golf Channel, of course. I have worked with Craig over the years and have used and applied his prescriptions and drills myself. I particularly love the string and needles drill. All you need to do is add a bit of practice. Practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
We did five tournaments with him right before he went on the broadcasting circuit, and on every one of those tournaments, all he did was work under the string and went out, and he was never worse than first to third in the putting stats that week. So He said, why do I want to work with anything else? I said, well, you could work a little with speed. These are all running the same. And so it's amazing when you see some of these players and the talent they have and what they can do. It's just like working with DJ here the last couple of years. It's amazing what these players can do in short time when they're focused on the right thing and understand what is necessary. They make such good adjustments that we instructors look better than we are. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, you know, when you said DJ, I've been, you know, watching DJ since, you know, before he turned 30, well before he turned 30, and he wasn't much of a putter. And then all of a sudden he became a putter, and I'm like, what happened? Where did he figure that out? So you helped him.
Yeah, we helped him right before his nice $23 million work with finish the year before when he won the FedEx Cup and the Tour Championship and basically made a big difference. So he took to it right away. Of course, it took him a little time to implement it on the course, and he had some issues with his back at that time, but within about 3 weeks or so to a month, he, shall we say, jumped in with both feet. So he really worked on his setup, he worked on his alignment, and worked on some drills we gave him, and the rest was history. He looked world-class putting, and then this last year kind of fell off the horse a little bit, so we went back and started working again with him a little over a year later from the initial one, and got him back on, and he finished a plus 10 in the last tournament, the Tour Championship. Just couldn't find the fairway.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always something, right, Danielle?
Yeah, it's always something. You know, that's golf. You know, if you get one thing down and you can't get the other thing. But
amen.
And for one, you know, for those who say, you know, I can putt, but I got so many other problems, it said whether you suffer from sloppy setup, tight grip, pushing, pulling, or the yips, the putting prescription will cure what ails you.
Well, yeah, we kind of deal with a lot of those things, that's for sure. And we've had some players that have texted me and said, geez, my wife and I went out and we just did your setup you recommended in the first chapter, and we put it great. We can't wait to read the rest of the book. And I told them, don't.
Oh. Yes, you don't want the analyst to appear in your head, right?
If one thing worked, why change it?
I couldn't agree with you more. And getting you need to write a book about getting the analyst out. You know, the one that won't stop telling you one thing while you're trying to just feel something, and it's talking to you, and you're going, "Shut up!" And it just won't shut up.
I know. We end up being our own worst enemy, and that's not good, because basically you got to be your best friend out there. It can't be your worst enemy.
Yeah, yeah. From one more review, I've been playing golf for over 45 years now. I'm a low handicapper woman who's worked on her game and done a number of different types of drills. I really like this book a lot. It has some drills that I know, some that I'd forgotten, and some new ones. It did really... it helped a lot reading the putting prescription. And Craig Farnsworth, sports optometrist, putting instructor, Hideki Matsuyama's putting coach, celebrated author, The Putting Prescription. It's available as a hard copy or Kindle. He's worked with over 150 professionals. You should get the book. And obviously, it's not just putting. It's a whole lot of other things that you'll need to make that putter work, and maybe the rest of your game as well. Thank you so much for being on the show. A pleasure talking with you.
I loved it, Danielle. Thanks for having me again. And all the best to aloha to everybody in your great island.
Awesome. Awesome. Maybe you can come over for the Century Tournament of Champions. That would be so fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been there, so I look forward to it.
Excellent. Excellent. Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle.
We're going to come back, and Michael Patrick Shields, multiple award-winning host of Michigan's Big Show, our golf club travel guru extraordinaire, he's back with us after, I don't know, a whirlwind week. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
On the Road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
Rainer Garage Doors.
Ko'olina Golf Club is having their holiday sale, and it's one day only. Saturday, November 20th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. with discounts up to 75% off. Mention this ad during the sale, and you have a chance to win a free round of golf for four at Ko'olina.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Ibilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Ibilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Ibilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Ko'olina Golf Club's annual holiday sale is coming soon. One day only, this sale features some of the best golf products on the island. Apparel, shoes, and clubs up to 75% off. Multiple free prize drawings occur throughout the day. Here's a special offer for the Golf Club listeners only. Mention this ad during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four players. Ko'olina's Holiday Sale, Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information and to register for the sale, visit ko'olinagolf.com/holiday sale.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, globe-trotting, award-winning travel writer, traveltattler.com, radio host, Michigan's Big Show. You can hear it online. It's a great show. Now, last week, if you were listening, you know he was in Casa de Campo. And then I think he went to Mexico, I'm not sure, but then he flew off to Europe, heading for Dresden in Germany, went across the border to Poland, back to Saxony, and to the Gemälde Galerie in Siphon Village for a little nutcracker workshop was next, then to the Czech Republic and Old Czechoslovakia, back to Saxony for a stop at St. Annenkirche and Fraunhofer Hammer Museum and the Dresden Royal Palace, the Villa Esche in Chemnitz, and LVR Industry Museum. Welcome into the clubhouse. Are you still standing?
That's easy for you to say, Danielle. Nice to be with you today. I am back briefly in the United States. Tomorrow I leave for Mexico for the Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead celebrations. And there's some irony to all that because I'm in Greenville, South Carolina right now at Traveler's Rest Golf Club. The Cliffs is what it's called, and it's the course that Ben Wright designed. The longtime CBS sportscaster who worked with the likes of Jim Nantz and Pat Summerall and Gary McCord and Ken Venturi and all the rest of them. And he's been on the program with you. And, you know, I was best man at one of his weddings, and he was best man at three of mine. And we wrote the book together called Good Bounces and Bad Lies, which was the story of his career at CBS and with the British broadcasting and writing for all the newspapers and covering golf all over the world and the Masters tournament. And so today is his celebration of life, which I'll be emceeing in about 45 minutes. And there is some further irony that I came from Germany to here in Carolina to where he lived. And he was English, of course. And he was buried in a bombshell bunker in his house in the Coventry Blitz when he was 9 years old. So I think he would get a kick out of the fact that I came from Germany here to be with him on this celebration of life. And There'll be lots of people heard from here today and lots of people present. And one other further irony of life is that a week ago when we spoke, I told you that Pete Dye was interred in a bunker on his Casa de Campo golf course that he designed there, the Teeth of the Dog. And today, this morning, before we got to the celebration, Ben was interred on this golf course that he designed at Cliffs Valley, on the Cliffs course, and in a pot bunker that is named Ben's Bloody Bunker. And the reason they call it that is because if you're in it, it's bloody hell. It's very difficult to get out of. It's sod stacked and it's steep. And so Ben, like Pete Dye, will rest in peace on a golf course that he designed right here that my toes are in the grass on as I speak to you.
Oh, goodness gracious. That is wonderful. I love the name of that bunker. I love the idea of him being there forever and ever, so to speak. I'll certainly, the connection to this planet will be for his spot forever. I was writing this up, you know, following you on Facebook and trying to get every place, you know, leaving Germany from Leipzig. I couldn't understand, knowing what you had told us last week about the Blitz in England and being buried in that basement when the bomb hit. I thought, well, why didn't you go from Germany to England before going over to Cliffs Valley Golf Course?
Well, there's only so much time and only so much globetrotting can be done, but so I had to get here in the meantime. But I think he would get some humor out of that.
Yes.
And some irony to it. And, you know, he if you remember his voice, he and Gary McCord were foes on the air, but they were really friends. Gary was the empty-headed Californian on CBS broadcasts, and Ben was the stiff upper lip British, you know, bore. And they played those parts very well, and they were quite good. And Ben, in his biggest, you know, Churchillian accent, would say things that were very droll. And he was a writer before he became a broadcaster, so there was showmanship always in the broadcast. And for one instance, there was a tournament CBS had, and I remember seeing this as a kid and thinking it was the coolest thing ever. The day had gone on and on and on because of slow play, which, you know, everybody hates and we're, but then it was a really long day on the tour event for some reason on CBS, and they showed a scene of a couple of ducks next to a pond, and Ben simply said, "Those were eggs when we started this morning." And that's all. Just leave it at that, you know. That's how he was. And I think also it's worth pointing out that I met you 21 years ago because Ben and I came to Hawaii to work the broadcasts for Pro Tour Hawaii. And as we know, it didn't last long enough. As many, many tours do, it went bust. But he uttered to me one of the greatest lines ever. Also, you have to think of it in his droll British accent. When after the first three tournaments on the Big Island, we were to have a week off and then resume with the next tournament on Oahu. And after a couple of events, we got suspicious that maybe the tour wasn't well-funded because we didn't get paid. And I said to Ben, you know, when do we draw the line in the lava, you know, where we don't work anymore till we get paid? And he said, let me get this straight, my boy. We do three tournaments on the Big Island, then we have an off week, then we go to Oahu. I said, yes. And he said, it'd be a shame to quit before the off week. And he was right. So we did. We stayed. And, you know, so we got a month and a half in Hawaii out of it. Never got paid, really. But that was some pretty sound thinking as far as I see it.
Yes, absolutely. A wonderful person. Who's there with you?
Well, Jim Nantz sent flowers and a video that will be shown because he's working the NFL this weekend, and Gary McCord also sent a video. There is otherwise going to be a room full of people from far and wide who've come, who have been able. You know, his sister, unfortunately, couldn't come because of the pandemic limitations from England. But there'll be all manner of people here who were big fans of his in golf and outside of golf.
I'm wishing I was there with you. And say hi to me. I mean, say hi for me.
I sure will.
To him, okay, when you're there.
Yeah, I definitely will.
In 30 minutes, you'll be the MC. I should let you go and get prepared. You're an amazing person. I just want to tell you that.
Oh, It's because I'm around amazing people like you and Ben Wright and all the others that I've been able to meet along the way. And you know, we're the sum of who we meet. So be careful who you hang around with. And I've just been very blessed in that regard, for sure.
Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire for the Golf Club and globe-trotting award-winning writer and host of Michigan's Big Show. Michigan Association of Broadcasters has awarded Michael Patrick Shields and Michigan's Big Show Best Network Radio Personality of the Year and Show for several years. Thank you for being on the show.
Here's to Ben Wright, long live the king, and you can read about him in our book, Good Bounces and Bad Lies, which is full of stories about the PGA Tour and CBS network television, and it's a page-turner that was so good, Christine Brennan said, don't buy this book, which means you know there's something in there she didn't like, so check it out, and I'll salute you, and mahalo and aloha.
Mahalo to you, and aloha. Coming back after this, Ron Huffman, PGA General Manager, Folds of Honor Wingman, Pukalani Golf Course. They're having a Patriot Golf Day event, and it's coming up in November because Patriot Golf Day, month, year, it goes on, and lots of money being raised. We'll be back with Ron after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Ko'olina Golf Club's holiday sale is coming soon. One day only, top brands like Ralph Lauren, TaylorMade, Nike, Adidas, Callaway, Tommy Bahama are up to 75% off. Pick up an early Christmas present for the golfer in your family or treat yourself. We're having multiple free prize drawings throughout the day. Here's a special for the Golf Club listeners only. Mention this ad during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four players. Ko'olina's Holiday Sale, Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information and to register for the sale, visit ko'olinagolf.com/holiday sale.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com. Or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Ron Huffman, PGA General Manager and Folds of Honor Wingman. He's General Manager at the Pukalani Golf Course, and he's Fold of Honor Wingman. Patriot Golf Day, it is happening all year long in Hawaii with Folds of Honor Wingman working hard across the islands, different golf courses, holding different events, different months, different days. A wonderful time. Usually, you know, you think of Patriot Golf Day is one day out of the year, but the whole idea is to keep the idea in everyone's mind. And if you are not able to get to an event that's being held, you can always then, on Patriot Golf Day, you can go to your golf course and you can put something in the bucket they usually have, some jar or something that the pro shop has put out on the counter so that everybody can contribute. So welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So how does your Patriot Golf Day event at Pukalani Country Club. How are you holding this? What's happening? Is it a tournament? What's going on?
Well, it's not actually a tournament. It is held the weekend of November 13th and 14th. November 11th is our observed Veterans Day. So the weekend right after, we are observing Veterans Weekend. And we felt like it was the best time of the year for us to conduct the event. What we do is on one of our holes, one of our par threes, we have a closest to the hole contest where you beat the pro and you win a free green fee for a $10 donation.
Oh, that's great. So if I go to the course on what day of the week is that?
Saturday or Sunday, the 13th or 14th.
13th and 14th, Saturday or Sunday. So any day you can go in. So how do I know where who's the pro? Who am I beating?
This year you are hitting against Jim Trish, one of our assistant golf professionals.
Okay, and will Jim be there on Saturday and Sunday?
He will be there with each group Saturday and Sunday, hitting a shot for each group.
And I have to beat him, right? And I've got to get on the green.
Got to get on the green, got to beat his shot, and if you do, you win a green fee valued at $45.
That's great. So $10, I can earn $45, and if I don't, that's fine, because I'm giving it to a wonderful cause, Folds of Honor. So the Beat the Pro is closest to the hole, as you say, must be on the green, and you win a green fee. If the golfer makes the donation and beats the pro, what then?
Well, for $10, then the golfer would receive a free green fee, which is good 365 days out of the year at Pukalani Country Club.
And how much have you raised doing this last year?
Last year, we raised just over $1,500 for the charity.
Wow. So that's $1,500. Wow. That's wonderful. In just doing this?
Just doing this one competition, or just one event, I should say, we have accomplished this. It's been going up every year. We've been doing it now. This is our 10th year to hold this event, and it just keeps growing every year, Daniel.
God, this is wonderful. So I'm sure people listening would just like to fly over to Maui. What's it like? I mean, it's been really dry. So how's Pukalani?
Well, Pukalani is upcountry, of course, on the slopes of Haleakala. So we are in the dry area right now, in the drought area. We need rain desperately. We actually do. So we're hoping our rainy season comes a little bit early this year.
Yeah, there's supposed to be quite a bit of rain in January, I understand, that because of the conditions that we've got, we're going to have a rainy season, but probably not until later. So, but, you know, playing it like in Europe, you know, any brown is good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. So Pukalani Country Club, I know a lot of people who really love the golf course. How did it start?
Well, we opened in 1979 as a nine-hole course, and then 1980 as an 18-hole course. Pukalani, which translates into Hawaiian, is hole in the sky, or we like to say the entrance to heaven.
Oh.
And that is how we believe our golf course actually plays, and it is your entrance to heaven when you play golf.
Did you say it's not necessarily heaven if you're not playing well?
Well, let's hope you have a few shots that will get you to that level anyway.
You just never know. I'm looking at a beautiful photo. How cool does it get up, Pukalani?
You know, we're about 6 to 7 degrees cooler than the resort courses down in the beach areas of Wailea and Kaanapali.
Yeah.
So if you're not in for a very hot day, come up and see us at Pukalani. It's just pleasant the whole round.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, that, you know, instead of being in the sweltering hot temperatures, go up and enjoy. Is it a little breezy, too?
A little bit breezy. The mountain blocks most of the wind that comes through. Our winds are usually northeast trades, so we're on the opposite side of Haleakala. Mm-hmm. And our winds are blocked. It's really quite enjoyable if you get the chance to come up.
Any wildlife on the course?
Some wildlife on the course, yes.
Yeah.
We do have some. We have some deer from time to time, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful area. Huge Norfolk pines all over the golf course.
Yeah. I know there are some wildlife that like to steal sandwiches off golf courses. Do you have any of those little creatures?
We don't have too many of those, thank goodness. usually you're able to finish your lunch at Pukalani.
Ron Huffman, PGA General Manager, Pukalani Golf Course, Folds of Honor Wingman, and on Patriot Golf Day, we all get together, of course, and we support Folds of Honor at Pukalani Country Club. They're doing it throughout the year, just like many of the golf courses are, and the as they call it, the Veterans Weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday, 13th and 14th, just a day after Veterans Day is on the 11th of November, and then we don't get Friday off, unfortunately. Otherwise, we could all go to Maui for a very long weekend. But Saturday and Sunday, anyone who contributes a minimum of $10 offered an opportunity to beat the pro. Jim Trish is the pro. Closest to the hole must be on the green, and you win a free green fee. So if the golfer makes a donation and beats the pro, you get yourself a gift certificate for a free round of golf. Thank you for being on the show, Ron. A pleasure meeting you.
My pleasure, Danielle. Thank you very much for highlighting our event, and we hope to have a great one.
You will. Aloha.
Aloha.
Mel Soles, Director of Instruction and Master Professional, owner of Mel Sole Golf School. He'll be on with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Remember, Ko'olina Golf Club is having their holiday sale one day only. It's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, November 20th. Discount up to 75% off. Say you heard it on the golf club during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four, a foursome. Y'all get to go out to Ko'olina. All right. Of course, you don't automatically win it. If you just say that, you'll be, in the bucket, and then somebody will pull a name and they'll be the winner. That's the golf club. But the Ko'olina Golf Club is having their holiday sale one day only, Saturday, November 20th.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
Rainer Garage Doors.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. That's Rick@RadioGolfClub.com. Our listeners are consumers, too.
The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
Mel Soul, Director of Instruction, Master Professional, Owner, Mel School Golf School. That is Mel Soul Golf School. He was a player on the South Africa Tour, more than 30 years of teaching experience in South Africa, Canada, and of course, the United States. His school is in Pawleys Island in South Carolina, just south of Myrtle Beach, at Pawleys Plantation Golf and Country Club, Sea Trail Resort in Sunset Beach, North Carolina, and in Ellicottville in New York, there is a Holiday Valley Resort that you'll want to check out. I understand it's fun for the whole family there. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mel.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Great to be here.
And it's great to have you again. So you offer several different programs at the Mel Soul Golf School for 1, 2, 3 days. So if somebody were heading off, right?
Yeah. So whatever anybody wants, whatever program they want us to put together, we've done corporate outings where they've had special needs and so on, and we'll just put anything together to get them into golf school.
That's wonderful. So you actually can make it possible for people to say, this is what I need, and this is what I have private lessons, seniors, juniors, alumni program, international golf vacations. You can take care of everybody.
Right. Wow. And in fact, a number of years ago, we also did a corporation that had some clients in Detroit, and they phoned me up and they said, can you do a golf school in Detroit? And I said, well, I don't have a golf school in Detroit. They said, well, find one. And I said, okay. And I found a course, I found a pro, and I asked him, can I come and teach there for a few days? And he went, yes. And we made it work. So we'll do anything to make it work, to make sure that the clients have a good time.
That's wonderful. So you have earned unanimous 5-star reviews. How do you get that? Who decides who gets a 5-star review?
Well, TripAdvisor, you are voting. The customer is voting and saying what he thinks, and the reviews are all done by customers. So this is nothing where we're beating our chests and saying we're good. These are the customers that are saying we've had a great time. It exceeded our expectations, and you know, both my instructor David Olberding and myself have both been teaching for. I've been teaching for 53 years, and David's been working for me for close to 30. So you know, we have a lot of teaching experience, and we all make sure that everybody has a good time.
That's
as well as learn a lot.
Yeah, Mel Soul Golf Schools, small class sizes. Of course, you're working with a professional, but what are your aids? How do you help students understand better
We take any age. Aids. Okay, I thought you said age.
Oh, yeah, no.
Teaching aids, yeah, we use a lot of teaching aids, putting mirrors, arm clicker that helps you keep your lead arm straight, swing guide, various teaching, and some that I've kind of made myself that, you know, we get students to use. We use a lot of alignment sticks to help and that type of thing. So, yeah, most people learn by feel, and so we're trying to get the student to feel what it feels like to do the swing correctly. And once they've got that, then they're off and running.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing. Aids, I think, I mean, obviously you use the computer and you do video swing analysis,
right,
and all that. But I can see it and I can say, oh, yeah. Yeah, I see how that person's doing it, and I should be, you know, comparing two different swings, a professional to mine, and how it's done. And that's great, but I never know how to do something unless I can feel the way it's supposed to be done, right? And then getting that feel is some of the hardest, you know, it's like, gosh, I wish I knew how my hands are supposed to feel.
Yeah, I had a student the other day say to me, I never knew that the swing's supposed to feel like this. So, you know, it was a new experience for him, just doing it correctly. And he was like, wow, I've been doing it wrong for so many years that now when I do it correctly, it just feels totally different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is. And there's often what we call perception. So often there's things that you think you're doing one way, but you're actually doing it another way. And by having a teaching aid, it emphasizes that and makes sure that you're practicing correctly. Even when you leave school, you would purchase that teaching aid and take it home so that you could practice at home with it as well.
That's really, really important, because you always know what I hit one of the best shots in the world. It was a drive, and I was like, mm-hmm. Wow, how did I do that? And I was standing next to the instructor, Jerry King, and I was just flabbergasted. You know, I thought, God, you need to stand next to me all my life.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I'll ever pull that one off again. And I haven't, but it was beautiful remembering that and going for it. But
it shows that you're capable.
Exactly. You know,
yes.
And part of it, though, is for a lot of golfers, it's kind of frustrating when you do something really, really good. You don't even know that you're doing it good. You don't even know why you did. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Right. And then you go, OK, I was capable of doing that, but why can't I repeat it? What's up with? And that's where you really do need an instructor to point out little things.
And practice. Spend some time working on the range to get that motion repeating, because that's what brings the good shots, all the good shots together in a row, is repetition, repetition, repetition. And that's the key that a lot of people don't have time for.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're working and you have a job and you have kids and you have, it's tough to get the practice in. But even swinging a club at home is practice.
There you go. You see? Absolutely. Now, another great practice, and I mentioned earlier that Mel Soule, Director of Instruction, owner Mel Soule Golf School, it's S-O-L-E, and he's got great videos on YouTube, and one of those video series is the Swing Tip of the Month, or the Tip of the Month, right?
The Tip of the Month.
So yeah. I went, wow. A impact bag, which I, of course, have heard of, and I've seen them. But when I watched you explain the impact bag, all of a sudden I understood, and I'm going to let you take it from there.
Well, I think a lot of people, when we put the impact bag in front of them, they're scared to hit it, you know. And I said, look, you got to hit this as hard as you would try and hit a drive, because what you're learning to do is to shift your weight. When you're hitting something, when you're hitting at something, you shift your weight and you turn your body and you do everything that you're supposed to do. When that impact bag's not there and the golf ball's there, it seems to hypnotize you, and you know, you swing all with your arms. So to try and teach the students to use their lower body and to use their body rotation, the impact bag is a great training aid. It's something you can do at home. And it's not expensive. I think you can buy the impact bag for around $30, I think I saw on Amazon. And it comes empty, and you have to fill it. So you have to put in some old towels or some old clothing or something and kind of pad it so that you've got something to hit at.
It's wonderful. But you talk about the reason you want to use that impact bag is to get that weight shift and get the forward shaft lean, which we all see the professionals do so sweet.
Right. You try and let the shaft touch the bag before the club gets there, before the clubby gets there. And that, when I get somebody using the impact bag, and then after they've been hitting the impact bag for 5-6 minutes, I take it away and I put a golf ball there and I put the video camera on, and almost 100% of the time they've got forward shaft lean.
Wonderful. And during the video, Mel Soule says, you know, even when I have been using the impact bag and then I hit a stroke, I know that I have been getting some help from that drill.
I was demonstrating to a student of mine, and I thought, it just crossed my mind, I thought, wow, this is what I should be doing because this is great. And so I definitely gained about 20 yards on my drives just by using the impact bag. So it's something that really, really works.
This is Mel Soul, Director of Instruction, Master Professional, and owner, Mel Soul Golf School. Look him up and plan a trip. I mean, we've got to plan these things, something to look forward to, okay? Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia is with us next. Golf Kitchen, but we're talking about wine. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
Rainer Garage Doors.
Coalita Golf Club's annual holiday sale is coming soon. One day only, this sale features some of the best golf products on the island. Apparel, shoes, and clubs up to 75% off. Multiple free prize drawings occur throughout the day. Here's a special offer for the Golf Club listeners only. Mention this ad during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four players. Coalina's Holiday Sale, Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information and to register for the sale, visit coalinagolf.com/holiday sale.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com. Or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder, editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine, gorgeous coffee table books, but then again, so is the annual, semi-annual magazine that I know is in Honolulu. I'm waiting for it to arrive. It's coming. I know that it arrived at the main post office, and it's going out for distribution into my mailbox. Diana's passion for highlighting talented chefs in the golf world has inspired a culinary movement around the world. At golf clubs, at resorts, Culinary Excellence Award has gone out for the outstanding private golf club or country club, the outstanding executive chef at golf resorts or communities, so many different awards. And the awards are given through the Culinary Certification of Culinary Excellence and certified Glen Arbor, Sabonic, Liberty National, Addison Reserve, Richland Country Club, Naples National, Royal Ponciana, Greenwich Country Club. And as I told you, we're going to be talking with Diana about wine. Golf Kitchen Wine Program Award went to Glen Arbor Golf Club, Bedford Hills, New York, presented by Laurent Druhan. Okay, welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle, and thanks for the wonderful introduction.
Absolutely. You've done so much in you know, it's a short period of time, but it feels like forever. But and we've been together through this walk. Tell us about the Golf Kitchen Wine Program Award.
Well, we were pretty excited to get this off the ground in 2021, but it's something that we've been talking about for, you know, since 2015, but it's really challenging to get a program like that off the ground, you know, because you have to have a lot of club support and a lot of knowledgeable people, you know, industry folks that are able to create criteria and things like that. And that will be written up in full by the time the next awards comes around in 2022. But I'm so excited to have that and the new wine rating point system that we have that's launched as well. We're working on a marketing program for that at the moment, and you'll start seeing some of those pop up all over the place pretty soon with those GK wine points for rating wines, for specifically wines that the private club space would be interested in having in their cellars.
Wow. So much like the certification of culinary excellence, you'll have something along that line for the wine?
Yes. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we launched that. Fernando Silva Sommelier, he's the new wine critic for Golf Kitchen, and that launched, and we've got so many international wines. I think he's done the top 12 raising the bar. You can see some of the wine companies that had him do the wine ratings, which is pretty amazing.
Is this featured in your magazine?
Mm-hmm. It definitely is.
The one that's coming now?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait to read about this. I love wine from, you know, Europe, wherever in the world it is. Some of the wines that are treated, I think in the U.S. we have certain specifications from the, not necessarily the industry, but from government about things, the way it needs to be done, that I can't drink wine, and I love wine because I get a migraine. You know, it's one of those things. But wine from outside the country I can drink because it doesn't have sulfates in it, for instance.
Exactly.
Right? And so the idea that I would be able to, you know, go to a club, assuming I'm invited because these are private country clubs, or one of the great resort courses I could go to, and see which, you know, wines, what the rating is, and where they're from, and that would really be helpful.
Yeah, I think so, because a lot of the, you know, the top 5 to 10% of the club industry, you know, their wine programs are pretty solid. However, having this new award and making it an international award, you know, it opens the door for educational purposes to the, you know, the middle of the road clubs that want to improve their wine programs.
Yeah,
it gives them like a guide. You know, some of the younger wine directors, it gives them something to aspire to improve their wine programs within the club itself, which then, you know, it becomes like the Golf Kitchen culinary movement, and now it improves the wine in clubs as well. As you know, in fact, I was just talking to Keith Armstrong at Greenwich Country Club yesterday, and I know they've got plans to do a whole new kitchen there as well.
Marvelous.
There's tons of kitchens being built all over the country, renovated, brand new kitchens, and the wine programs are becoming really popular, and improving them is definitely a must, considering COVID has caused golf to be absolutely the most popular thing since sliced bread.
Yes.
I had to come up with something there.
Well, you're right on. I mean, our rounds played went down just a bit when all of everything reopened because people have more options. But that also asks the industry to create more interesting things for people to do, make adjustments, however, to ask the people who have been coming, what can we do to keep you coming? You know, what is it that you like so much? Having a great place to go and eat is a big part of that. Having a great wine list. I mean, I don't know any lady groups that, you know, don't want to have a bottle of wine after they've had a round of golf. You know what I'm saying? Or played a round of golf and then they want to go out and, you know, get together and laugh. And usually wine makes you giggle. You have a golf kitchen wine dinners that supports clubs help. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was really excited when the Clubs Help Foundation kind of got off the ground in 2020. And that was Rob Goulet and the Ernie Els group, I do believe.
Yes.
They have a lot of companies supporting them at the moment. And they kind of said to me, hey, would you like to do some golf kitchen wine dinners so we could do some fundraisers through the dinners and, you know, we can have auctions and things like that. And I really liked the idea. So we came up with a concept and a template of how it should happen at each private club. And, you know, we're I've got already five on the table. I don't have the date. So I can't announce where they're going to be,
right. But
I will be able to announce probably by the end of November because I'm traveling to a couple of properties, one in North Carolina and one in Texas in November, which I'm excited about for the next issue. I'm super excited about everything at the moment because the, you know, the way everything's come together in the last 2 years, having the certification program and now having a wine award program and then marrying that all to the Culinary Excellence Awards. I think it's beneficial for the industry, you know, long-term on the culinary and the wine side. So that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Culinary Excellence Award for Outstanding Private Golf Club or Country Club, Outstanding Golf Resort or Community, Outstanding Executive Chef at a Private Golf or Country Club, Executive Chef at a Golf Resort or Community, a Pastry Chef, Private or Country Club. The list is fantastic. And, of course, we're looking forward to having the Golf Kitchen Rising Star Award recipient, Hannah Flora Mihajlovic from Misner Country Club, on really soon because she's, you know, not even 30 yet, and she's already the executive chef. And you were talking about this the last time we spoke about letting young people know that this is a business, a job, a career that they can get themselves into. You know, test it out. There's always somebody looking, and it's a different experience than working in a restaurant. Where restaurants are wonderful, I think resort or private country clubs, they tend to, I don't know, have a family feeling to that, or am I just making it seem like that?
No, they do. I mean, I've been to so many, as you know, and it really is. Your members love their staff. If you're in the right club, they don't want you to leave. That's why they pay full benefits. They pay way above the award wage. They take care of and many times there's accommodation as well, depending where you are.
Right.
It's a great, and you're making all these amazing connections so that if you are studying at college or something like that, chances are there's going to be a member there that might be able to refer you to something else or give you an internship, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And you can find yourself going around the world, too. I mean, if you get, you know, the experience, you can then go to, let's say, Greece and get even more experience. And now you've been, you know, you're international. You have, and don't worry about not being able to speak the language, because right now everybody is bilingual. That's one of the beauties of our planet. We're actually getting to know all of these different languages. And speaking of Greece, I understand that you're getting Greece involved in Golf Kitchen. You're starting to go, I mean, you've been international, but this is a new country for you.
Yeah, I had a conversation with the Greek tourism of the United States, and I don't want to say too much, but
yeah,
Costa Navarina is an absolutely stunning resort that I had heard of a few years ago, but nobody really associates Greece with golf.
No.
At all.
You're right. I associate it with good wine.
I heard that their wine has improved drastically as well. So they're really doing a push for the luxury golf market in Greece itself. So I am actually planning a trip to Costa Navarino in 2022.
Oh, my goodness.
Please, COVID, go away.
Please, COVID, go away. yes, we're all working hard to make that happen, right? And we just have to always be on guard because it's a little beast. And it just likes to transform itself and become even more beastly. But so have you spoken to anybody in Greece at this resort?
I have connections.
You have connections. I love it. Diana's not going to tell us anything, no matter what I say.
Hey, but when we do announce what we're planning,
yes,
it's confirmed, yes, it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I bet it is. It always is talking with you. It's exciting. So, I'm just thrilled about the club's help. Club's help is one of the, just to give you a little bit of background, it's an organization that was put together, as Diana mentioned, by some really generous people with big hearts, and Rob Goulet, Ernie Els, being the people who really massaged it into its current form. And now they ask people in the private country club industry, being a club, and to help. And you don't have to help anything in specific. Whatever your community needs help with, that's what you then raise money for. So, and that's something that I think is so perfect about Club's Help. It's not saying, oh, we're all going to do this. Well, that may not be what works in our community. We can then decide what works in our community as an industry, what's needed in our community, and then raise money for that. So I really like the fact that you're having Club's Help and the wine events, and that's always a very special. I suppose the wine dinners, will that be dinner or poo-poos, as we call them, hors d'oeuvres and wine? Will it be a full dinner?
Oh, no, they'll be dinners.
Oh,
they'll be
full dinners. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So these will be very fancy dinners, you know, the best that the club can execute. It's really, it's a great fit, too, for the industry because a lot of the big wine companies are trying to get their brands in front of the members at these dinners. So I think this is a good way for them to make that happen. You know, if a wine company wants to sponsor one of the dinners because it's an easy way for them to get their wines in front of, 60 to 80 members.
Right.
And I think that it's a good fit for the industry. I think it needs something like that rather than, just random wines, needs direction. And I think this is a great way. I've spoken to some vintners and, they are really excited about it. And, I think it's going to be something we can develop into the future. Even if we get 5 or 6 on the table for 2022, I'll be really happy. We'll be having auctions, auction items that can be auctioned off. I know Club's Help are working really hard. They have an auction platform online so that 100% of the auction proceeds can go to, the club's charities, as opposed to, some of the auction companies will, from personal experience, take about 80% of the proceeds of the auction.
Right. So it's good that they're
working. We're trying to overcome that as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Diana DeLucia, founder, editor, and chief publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's golfkitchen.com. Really simple. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine. Great coffee table books. Are you still offering the subscription that comes with your last book?
I can. I mean, I'm very, very flexible. I have a lot of people email me and they say, hey, can you extend that offer that you had from September?
Yeah.
And I always do.
Okay.
I always do. I I love it when people contact me and ask.
How do we contact you, Diana?
Diana@golfkitchen.com.
Oh, that's so simple. Thank you for making it easy. Diana@golfkitchen.com. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to touch my magazine. It's going, I love the feel. You have great stock, as it were, and your color and your demand excellence. And Diana, by the way, is an award-winning food photographer. When she takes pictures of food, you'll put your camera away. You know, no more of the little pictures here. I better stop. Thanks, Diana. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this. We're going to talk about what's happening. Who? The Saudis? They're starting something again, and they've got the shark with them. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
Rainer Garage Doors.
Effective Monday, November 1st. Monday's November 1st. Amazing Thanksgiving's around the corner. 6:30 in the morning. That's when it's going to start. 6:30 a.m. The new automated tee time reservation system begins accepting online tee time reservations 7 days in advance. You can plan ahead for the Pali and the Kahuku golf courses only. They're working on doing all the courses, but right now they've got it set for the new automated tee time reservation system begins accepting online tee time reservations 7 days in advance for Pali and Kahuku, 6:30 a.m. on Monday.
Coalina Golf Club's holiday sale is coming soon. One day only, top brands like Ralph Lauren, TaylorMade, Nike, Adidas, Callaway, Tommy Bahama are up to 75% off. Pick up an early Christmas present for the golfer in your family or treat yourself. We're having multiple free prize drawings throughout the day. Here's a special for the Golf Club listeners only. Mention this ad during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four players. Coalina's Holiday Sale, Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information and to register for the sale, visit coalinagolf.com/holiday sale.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Jim Nugent, founder and publisher, Global Golf Post, the online golf magazine that is free. Just put your email address for delivery into your inbox. And this is globalgolfpost.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jim.
Danielle, thank you very much for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Greg Norman held a news conference Thursday night. What's up?
Well, it wasn't exactly a news conference. He invited a small group of media journalists to visit with him as he unveiled his plan for the short term, which is investing heavily in the Asian Tour, $100 million investment largely coming from Saudi Arabia. to create 10 really spectacular Asian Tour events for each of the next 10 years. But it's a prelude for what's to come from the Saudi investment in golf, which should be announced sometime in the next month or so.
So Greg Norman is the CEO of, is it pronounced LIV, Golf Investments?
Well, it's LIV, but it's actually Roman numerals for 54, and I'm not sure what the 54 stands for, but it's LIV Golf. He's the CEO of that momentarily, but he's also going to oversee the new golf league that the Saudis are going to try and bring to life, and which they will announce sometime in the next 30 days.
Interesting. And they're in the next 30 days?
That's what they expect. They've made promises and claims that they've got contracts in front of players. They've got contracts in front of television broadcasters. They've got contracts in front of golf courses. None of those are concluded. So the next step, phase two, as I think they call it, will be to make those announcements sometime in the next 30 days to begin play sometime in 2022.
So who did they invite in? Do you know?
Well, there were six media outlets invited to this. Global Golf Post was one, Golf Magazine, ESPN, Sports Business Journal, Sportico, and I'm not sure who the sixth attendee was.
Okay, and what was your impression of just the way the presentation was done? Does it feel real?
Well, I was not in the room. Ron Green, our esteemed PGA Tour writer, was there, and he told me that, like everyone else in the room, they came away extremely impressed with the thoroughness, the comprehensiveness, the thought that had been put into this. They didn't expect that. Not one of the people in the room expected what they saw, and they all came away extremely impressed and had their thought turned around 180 degrees.
Interesting. Now, a lot of people are very uncomfortable with the Saudis having such a large interest in anything, given their human rights record. And do you think that will impact this tour?
It's an issue that you can't hide. It's absolutely going to be front and center, their human rights situation. And for golf journalists, be it our Ron Green or any of the others, you can't get away from the fact that Saudi Arabia has been found in the court of public opinion guilty of murdering a journalist. That's just unavoidable. So those issues hang out there. But then, you know, and this is not my thinking. This is, and I don't want to take credit for it. There are others who have said, well, you know what? Golf plays in some places where there's other human rights issues. Golf is played in China, and China's hardly a saint when it comes to human rights and women's rights. So I'm not sure how you differentiate Saudi from China or other places that the tours go to, but it's an issue that's going to be front and center.
Yeah. Okay. Now, players, obviously, you just said there are contracts in front of players. Of course, the PGA Tour, what's their stance on this one?
Well, I don't think the Tour has any stance whatsoever on the first phase, which is investing in the Asian Tour. That's indisputably a good thing for the game. And even the PGA Tour would say that's a good thing. But when it comes to creating a new league or a new tour or whatever you want to call it that competes with the PGA Tour, they're adamantly opposed to it. And they're not going to let their players play on both sides. You can't have it both ways from the PGA Tour. And so if you decide that you want to play on the new PGA, you know, whatever the league is that Saudi brings, you're going to have to make a choice. Those that choose to go, really the optics right now are very bad. You're making a choice about money, period. And I think the Saudis have found it a whole lot more difficult to get brand-name players to sign up. They're getting some of the older guys. They're getting Lee Westwood. They're getting Henrik Stenson. They're getting Phil Mickelson. But those guys don't move the needle. They need Dustin Johnson. They need Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, you name it. But I don't think they're going to be successful in getting those guys to sign up.
So do you know that Phil Mickelson, Henrik Stenson, Lee Westwood, that they're definitely going?
No, they're not definitely going. Westwood has clearly signaled that if somebody wants to dangle that kind of money in front of him, he's all in.
Okay.
Mickelson has been out recruiting players for this, but no one signed a contract, and that's one of the issues that they face right now. They're being asked time and again, who do you got? And they can't say that they've got anybody at the moment.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's almost, you know, you cut yourself off completely from the PGA Tour, and given their stance, you would never get back in. You know, at least that's the sense.
It's a lifetime ban. And what Phil has to consider is his Ryder Cup captaincy. He's done with the PGA Tour. He's really not competitive. The PGA Championship was a wonderful win, but that's it for him. The question is, does he want to do TV? Does he want to play Champions Tour? Or does he want to go and do this thing with the Saudis? And if he does the thing with the Saudis, he can kiss his Ryder Cup captaincy goodbye, because that's just not going to happen.
Wow, yes. The great thing, you know, it was like a foot in the door for them by giving the $100 million to the Asian Tour. And by the way, I think that's fabulous. $100 million to the Asian Tour is wonderful, because a lot of our players from Hawaii play on the Asian Tour. It's, you know, it's big. And you get world ranking points, right? So that gets the world ranking points into the play for the Saudis, because they needed a way in, right? That's what I hear.
No question. They now have a seat at the table with all of the other tours, and the events are sanctioned by a tour that's legitimate and part of the International Federation of PGA Tours, and the players get ranking points. So it's a huge thing for the Asian Tour. As I said, it's indisputably a great thing for the game of golf, particularly in Asia. But it's not necessarily directly correlated to what comes next, as far as the Saudis' interest in challenging the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and the Saudi International will be played as an Asian Tour swing?
Yeah. It's a little cloudy.
Okay.
The Saudi International is going to be played. It's not, I don't think per se that it's part of the, it is part of the schedule of the Asian Tour, forgive me for that. But it's kind of an outlier. It's not part of the 10 tournaments and the $100 million that are going to be invested in the Asian Tour. But it is part of the Asian Tour schedule. And it's going to be the real first test case, because Dustin Johnson, PGA Tour stalwart, is the defending champion. He needs a release from the PGA Tour to go and play it. The question is he going to get that release?
Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of Global Golf Post, the online golf magazine that is free, and you'll find the story right in Global Golf Post. Okay, Ron Green wrote it. He was there inside the room. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Aloha. And thanks to our sponsors, Ko'olina Golf Club and their holiday sale. It's one day only, Saturday, November 20th. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discounts up to 75% off. And say you heard about it on the golf club during the sale, and you get a chance to win a free round for four at Ko'olina. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help from MD Restoration. At any time of the day, right away, because not only will they come in and take care of that flood problem, they'll start cleaning up after it, make sure no mold is starting to grow, and they'll check on that very thoroughly. But because they're licensed contractors, they'll be able to help you put yourself back together again and make repairs. Their number is 528-3434. Aloha Power Equipment's Sand Island store is on Alakava. It's no longer the Sand Island store. It's in Eveleigh. It's the Eveleigh store, and it's a mega store across from Home Depot's Eveleigh parking structure. Yes, indeed, with the riding mowers and the robotic mowers and the chainsaws and the weed whackers and the generators and so much more, they're still putting more stuff in there. And Rainer Doors, HawaiiDoor.com to beautify your home, protect your home from the elements, keep your family, your loved ones safe. Get a new Rainer garage door. They come in so many different beautiful styles, unmatched strength and durability, and they're quiet. Yes, it's Rainer Door. 676-DOOR, 808-676-DOOR. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. RadioGolfClub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.